Hey, it's Jeffrey and Hillary, and welcome to the Bounce Back Better podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and empowerment. So are you ready to step outside of your comfort zone to challenge the norms and achieve extraordinary things? If you are, you're in the right place. Each week, I'll either unpack stories of other incredible women just like you who dare to dream big and turn those dreams into reality, or I'll have a topic that will leave you wanting to take action. I'm here to fuel your ambition, ignite your passion, and push you to reach the heights you never thought possible. So whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, nurturing a family, or chasing a personal dream, this podcast is your guide to getting you to achieve what it is you want in life. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's go, because we don't just dream it, we have to do it. It's time, ladies, to embrace your power and bounce back better together. Hi, and welcome back to another podcast. I'm so excited about today. Such a great topic, and I think it's one that will get you thinking and inspired at the same time. You have to excuse the voice. I sound a little different. I actually have tonsillitis, which is a bit of a crazy one. I haven't had this for many years, but I've just had a pretty hectic weekend, and I ripped over to New Zealand and had a lot to do in that time. My girlfriend had her 50th, so that was a load of fun. And then I got to hang out with my little grandson, who's 3, and it was just, he's so beautiful. It was so lovely waking up in bed and he's sneaking in beside me. So I had a hectic sort of 4 days and came home kind of a bit exhausted. And then my throat was getting worse and worse. And it turns out I do have tonsillitis, but hey, how is this for commitment? And in some ways, this threads in today's podcast, because today I'm talking about reinventing yourself. And I'm going to give 3 steps to help you have a more fulfilling life. And when I say reinventing yourself, it can be in any way. It can be about anything. And it can be as big or as small as you want. So as this unfolds, you're going to start thinking about where you want some change in your life. And that's where you need to reinvent yourself. Because it's bigger than just change. It's more about transforming and embracing yourself. And self-love. And when there is self-love, you will be a happier person. And you might think, I'm pretty happy right now. There are those areas of our life that we want to tweak a little. We want to bounce out of bed. We want to bounce back better every day. And we want to feel like, I can't wait to get up because life is awesome. Instead of having those meh bits during the day or during the week, or maybe just too many of them. Maybe you have too many ho-hum moments. And how can you change those to be a little bit more exciting so you feel more fulfilled? And I'm thinking with a little bit of reinvention in some areas of your life, we could probably do that. Not even probably. We could definitely do that, because right now, our world is pretty fast-paced. So standing still is not an option. We have to move forward. We have to keep doing, which is pretty funny. Going home for the weekend we had my girlfriend's party on the Friday night, and on the Saturday, she and I just lazed around. We sat around outside. It was actually warm, believe it or not. Sat outside by the pool and just did nothing. And I'm so not a do nothing person. And I said, so what's her plan? What are we doing today? And she goes, we're doing this. And I said, what's this? She goes, we're just doing this. We're going to do nothing. And I said, I'm a human doing. I'm not actually a human being. And I don't know how to do nothing. She goes, it's really easy. You just do this. It'll be really good for you to do nothing. And so we laughed away to ourselves. And I found it quite, I don't know, maybe weird to sit around and not do anything, just chat. And, you know, we did a bit of cleaning up and people came and went during the day. But it was a funny expression for her to say that, you know, we're just going to do nothing. And I'm so used to doing something. But it was a super fun time where we just sat outside and chatted and connected. Because I barely see her now, we're in separate countries. And I'm not the sort of person who rings up just for a chat very often. The time difference is a bit annoying. When it suits me, it doesn't really suit other people. And I suppose I'm always aware that people are busy. Well, I assume they are, because I am. So I don't just ring for a chat because it might not work for them. And it's just a me thing. So it was great to connect and talk about, rubbish really. You know, what kids are doing and just stuff, you know, how we feel about things and what's going on in our life and, you know, just what we do on a Monday, you know, just the general chit-chat. So it was so much fun. But it was nice not to have that fast pace, I suppose, is where I'm heading with that. And that's probably something I needed to do right then, and probably more often. But anyway, let's talk about reinventing ourselves. And it doesn't just involve a full change on everything. What it means is really analysing your life and seeing what areas aren't making you happy. Where are you not excited? What's not making you fizz? Why are you not fizzing? So I suppose I'm going to start off with what I ended in this podcast as I wrote out what I want to cover. But I want to start out with, are you happy? Are you happy with you? If you looked at yourself in the mirror, do you go, yeah, you are who I want to be? And if not, what area are you not happy? Where do you want change? Because sometimes we're happy in some areas and we can't have a perfect life in every way. And I don't believe everyone does. I think we all have our things going on. But I do understand that sometimes things could be better. Life could be better. And we could do little things to increase our happiness in some areas. And that might mean reinventing ourselves, which might just mean making a few changes. But I love the word reinvent because it reminds me of kind of pressing the reset button and starting again. And that could be as small as pressing the reset button and choosing to get out of bed at 6 a.m. rather than 7 a.m. And reinventing the new you as somebody who has an extra hour in their day to read or to have a coffee and walk around your garden if that's something you do, which is something my girlfriend does. Which I said, what? You do that? Why? She goes, I like to check my plants. I'm like, wow. Well, there you go. We did have a wee giggle about the weird things that we do in our day. But where do you need some reinvention? What needs a small tweak? Or do you need this massive overhaul invention to change everything? And if you do, crikey, we're talking small baby steps. Let's pick one area at a time. I do talk about it in my book, Three Wines In. I think it's about chapter 8, where we do a life analysis, and I will do it in the Evolve program. But really, it's about writing down the areas of your life and rating them out of 10. Just rate them out of 10 and think to yourself, what? Am I happy with that area? Is that something that makes me happy? Or hang on, it rates at a 4 and it really isn't something I'm that happy with. So there could be some reinvention required. And that's a great way to decide where you need to make some changes. And all of this stuff doesn't take long. It's only a small amount of time you need to allocate to spend on yourself. Because we have to remember, my friends, we have one life and you have to be super happy. You have to be enjoying you. You have to be listening to the you on the inside. And what is she telling you? You know, I did that podcast on intuition, but maybe your intuition is telling you that things could be better for you. And if that's the case, then the person who has to do something about that is you. It's you. Are you hearing me? It's you. So take that 5 or 10 minutes, make that coffee. I've started doing that a little bit more lately. Instead of maybe buying a coffee and being on the go to my next adventure, sitting down and drinking it, so out of character for me. But I am making myself be a bit more present and spending a little bit more time being a human being rather than a human doing at all times. So let's look at why you might want to reinvent yourself. And I've just given an overview, which would mean there's an unhappiness, or it could, you know, that something could be better. But it could be in your career. Perhaps you want to reinvent yourself there. I was a single mum going nowhere rapidly. I actually worked with a gorgeous young lady a year or so ago. We still connect. And she had already started her reinvention before she came to me. She decided to become, she was another single mum. And she had started studying psychology and counselling. Talk about a high achiever. I love people like this. So Emma was just going forward, but wanted to learn how to infuse coaching into that. And I sent her to actually the place that I did my coach training. And she came back to me and said, no, I want you to teach me. And I said, seriously, these people, the training I did was great. But she just chose to have me teach her how to do it. So as I coached her, I actually took her through the process that I use. As I did that, at the end of the session, we would look back at the session and I would explain what I did. And anyway, now she's out there doing it. So she's had a full reinvention. She resisted for so long, social media. Now I see her on there so much. She is doing what she wants to do. She has done a full reinvention, and her passion is similar to mine, helping women step up and be great parents and love who they are. So she works probably with a younger demographic than I do. And in fact, I have to get her on this podcast. So as soon as my voice is better, she and I will record that podcast. And good morning to you, Emma. I hope you're listening. I think you do. I'm pretty sure you do, actually. But she is a legend, and she chose to reinvent. And wow, it reminded me so much of me, my choice to reinvent, which when you have that feeling of, I can see why she wants to. Another reason you might want to reinvent yourself, you know, you just need that personal growth. And that's what I hope to inspire with this podcast. I hope every time you listen, you take something away that makes you think, yes, I want to do that. Like, where is somewhere you want to change something? For me, it was going to Toastmasters, you know, stepping out and going there and reinventing myself as a more professional speaker was vital for me. I wanted to be a more professional speaker, and I so am. You know, that second place a couple of weeks ago was amazing. Coming second to a professional speaker, and the person who got third's a radio announcer. Boom. That was me ticking a massive box. And then sometimes we maybe need a transition in life. Well, let's go back to that. Go back to the personal growth one. I need to ask you that question. Is there an area of your life that you need to grow? I just feel like I have so many areas that I need to grow in, and there's not enough time. That's how I feel. Do you feel like that? And if you do, and this isn't part of the three tips that I will give you to help with the reinvention of yourself, but if you feel like that, just choose one. Choose one and focus on it for even 4 weeks. And that just popped into my head because if you've got so many like me, and I'm going to take a little bit of my own advice here. I'm going to choose something that I'm going to focus on for 4 weeks, and I will make that transformation in my life. Oh, and that's popped into my head. So here we go. I actually know what it's going to be. I'm going to go there. So life transition is another one. Maybe you're forced to reinvent yourself. Maybe something's happening or happened in your life. You've got a new baby. Your children have left home. You've got married. You've got divorced. One of those sorts of things. You've moved town. Whatever that transformation is, maybe it's one of those. And that's actually an opportunity as well. It's an opportunity for you to reinvent. I always use shifting. And that's probably why I love shifting. I have shifted so many times. But I use shifting as kind of like the way people use New Year when they go, right, I'm changing everything. I do that anytime there is a change in my life. I've moved house or something's happened that gives me an opportunity to press the reset button, draw that line in the sand and go, right, how do I want life to be from today? And that's what you can do with today's podcast. At the end of this podcast, you can think, right, I had a couple of ideas come to me, which always happens to me, by the way. When I'm listening to a podcast, I get so many ideas and then I forget afterwards. So you could use the end of this podcast as your opportunity to change something, to reinvent, to be the new you, to improve, to find out what it is that, who do you want to be? What do you want to improve going forward? Where do you want to smile more in your life? That is what, even as I say that now, I have such a monkey brain is going forward and I've got so many ideas. Because there are that which tells me there are particular areas of my life that I want to change, and it's all in a similar area. So there you go. I'm hearing some bells, and I hope you're hearing bells too. The other reason you may need to reinvent yourself could be recovering from a setback. Maybe something has happened to you that hasn't been that great, and maybe just escaping a rut. You know, you're doing the same old. You know what a rut is? It's just a grave with the ends kicked out. So if you're in a rut, think to yourself, how do I get out of it? And if you're in a rut, look at the why and say it's a financial rut. It doesn't have, whatever you choose to do does not have to be about money. You can reinvent yourself without money. And maybe it does require money. And if it does, think outside of your square and go find it. There are opportunities everywhere for you, absolutely everywhere. So if you're in that rut and doing the same thing over and over, just think about what I've said this morning. Start things differently. Decide how you want it to be. The end of this podcast is the start of your new life. Oh my goodness, we haven't got long to go. It's going to be less than 10 minutes. Your new life starts. How cool will that be? And it might be exactly the same, but slightly different, which is the rule of marketing, by the way. It's got to be exactly the same, but slightly different. So it begins with Well, another reason, sorry, we're not going to the root cause yet. We're going to understanding what your values are. So if your core values aren't being met, it will give you a ho-hum in your life. So you need to know what your values are. And I am pretty sure I've done a podcast on values, and this is about episode 34 or 35. So skim back through and find it, because if you're not infusing your core values into your life, you will be feeling like there is something missing. So I might even redo my values this week. I think I will, because mine are health, they are personal growth, that, you know, it's challenge, it's family. So I have all of those ones that need ticking off, but maybe I need to just do a redo and see what comes up into my top five and make sure that they are being met. Because when they're not, trust me, you'll be feeling, you'll have that feeling of dissatisfaction somewhere. And it's something that kind of shows up in the background, like it's something's not right. Do you feel like that? Something is not right. And that would mean you're not infusing your values into your life. So if you aren't, go back and find them. Okay. And health and wellness, sometimes that's another area that we want to improve. And if we aren't feeling healthy, like me right now, I'm not feeling 100% healthy because of my tonsils. And I've got a bit of a cough as well, which is pretty irritating. But in general, my health is pretty well. I look after myself in general. And then there's those unmet dreams. Do you have an unmet dream? Or please don't have one. Please don't have one. I think my goal here in life is to inspire you to not have unmet dreams, to live a happier life. And I think I go back to that question that I really want you to hear from me today is, are you happy? And what needs improving in your life? And use today as your opportunity to improve an area of your life so you aren't having those too many ho-hum moments. Okay, are we ready for my three suggestions? The three suggestions so you can make the changes, so you can reinvent yourself or reinvent an area of your life, because it starts in like less than 5 minutes probably. You should be so excited. Okay, area one, are you ready? This is what you've got to do, and there's been a whole podcast on this, but sorry, the thing that you do need to do, number one, and it's actually not number one, it's number two, but the action you need to take. So the number one action is you have to step outside of your comfort zone. It's not going to feel super easy. Growth begins where comfort ends. Oh my goodness. Growth begins where comfort ends. Did you know that? So to truly understand and love yourself, you have to embrace new experiences, a new hobby, travel solo, having a coffee by yourself in the coffee shop, anything, going for that walk, mix up your daily routines, get up earlier, get up later. Just push the boundaries out and do something that is going to help you move in the direction that you want. So think about it right now. I started with, where is that area that you're unhappy? And if you're not sure, just like in my book, Three Wines, and if you want a copy, it's on my website. I do suggest getting it, but it will be part of the Evolve program, which I can't do until my voice is better. But, or just simply list out all the areas of your life and rate them. Rate them out of 10. And where are you not happy? But you probably already know it right now. You probably know it's perhaps you're in a blended family and the children that you're co-parenting aren't respecting you. Or perhaps you don't have enough money right now. Or perhaps you know you were destined for more and you're stuck in a job you don't love. Or perhaps you don't feel like your relationship's enough. You're in a habit of just doing the same thing over and over. You're busy, you've got kids, or you forget to connect, or you're just not doing anything exciting. Whatever it is, maybe you're tired of your weight. Maybe you're tired of not having enough friends. You've got an area of your life that needs an overhaul, and maybe it's the whole life. But choose that area that you want to reinvent yourself and step outside of your comfort zone in that area. So if it's in a relationship, maybe it begins with a conversation. How would that be? And if that's awkward, maybe that is that. This is not going to feel comfortable, the number one, but this is vital. This is vital. Trust me, standing on that stage 2 weeks ago, whoa, was so scary for me, so scary. But it just proved something. It just proved something to me. And I was caught up with another girlfriend on the weekend, my friend Chris over in NZ. Woohoo, hey Chris. It was so great to see my good friends that I've known for such a long time. And don't get me wrong, I don't believe that you have to have friends that have been in your life forever that are good friends. I think sometimes we have friends in our life forever that we don't really even know each other. But when you've got friends that know you and you can yarn about anything, they are the people that you feel comfortable with. But anyway, she said, can I hire you to come over and talk to my clients? And I was like, wow, cool. People can now see who I have transformed myself to be. I've transformed myself to be that professional speaker, to be that person who wants to stand on stage. That's what I want to do. That's why I practice this craft. That's why I'm here at 5:30 this morning with tonsillitis, banging out this podcast that I hope inspires you to reinvent yourself, to be happier and to feel bloomin' special. I almost swore then. I wanted to say B-L-O-O-D-Y, but I didn't. But stepping outside of your comfort zone is number one. So like I said, growth begins where comfort ends. You have to push the boundary. And just the more you do it, the easier it gets. Just step outside of it. Just put that toe up. I, in my head, imagine a hula hoop. And I see that as the comfort zone. It's quite fixed. And then I just put my toe out and bring it back in. I go, oh, look, I survived that. I didn't die from popping my foot outside of there. And I keep doing it. And then eventually I step outside of it. And I stand there and look around. This is what actually happens for me. This is the picture. And I think, okay, I did this. Okay, my hula hoop is now here. It is now bigger. Okay, I'll do it again. And I just keep pushing it and pushing it until I do the things that I want to be doing. So in that area of your life where you need reinvention, what are you avoiding? What is the scary task? What is the harder thing? Where do you need to challenge yourself? Where do you need to get uncomfortable so you do grow? Because it's all about personal growth. It's about life. This whole podcast is about you understanding you and improving you to be happier. And you may be perfect just the way you are. And we all are in some ways, but I know we all have that area we want a little bit of change. Okay, so that's the first one. Number one, you have to step outside of your comfort zone. So do that thing and let me know what you do. Send me an email, Hillary@HillarySaxton.com, just the one L in Hillary. There'll be a link below. Send me a text. Everyone has my number. Find me on Messenger. Find me on Facebook. Join my Facebook group, Bounce Back Better. But let me know that you did it. Because when you do it, you inspire others. Even though I inspired Emma to do coaching, she inspires me every day because she does it. What a legend. She stepped outside of her comfort zone. Emma Heath Coaching. Look her up. She is doing a phenomenal job. The next one is celebrate your personal victories. It is so important that we acknowledge these. And whether it's you've finished reading a chapter of a book and you haven't read forever, whether it's you've chosen to go for a walk instead of watch television, whether it's you've done something that's big for you, you bought a pot plant instead of having fake ones in your house, which, by the way, we should have a couple of good ones, a couple of real pot plants. It's good for the oxygen in our air in our house, but that's another whole podcast. It's probably not down. It's out of my wheelhouse. I wouldn't even go down there. I am not that person. But celebrate what you do well. Acknowledge yourself, because we forget. Even as I'm saying that, I am smiling today while I'm doing this podcast, because I am happy to be here, because I know from the amount of text messages and I get and the conversations that I have with people that I am inspiring people to change their life. I bumped into another friend, Tracy, who sent me a text after she was at the party as well. And she said, Hillary, I listened to your podcast. And I was just so excited to hear that. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy that you do. And she said, I love it. And after every time I talk to you or hear you, I feel better about myself. And if I am inspiring people to feel better about themselves, then my job is being done. That is what my goal is in life. I want you to feel better about yourself. You have one life. How can I help you make it better? Today, I'm inspiring you or hoping to help you make your life better by tweaking that bit, by reinventing you. So celebrate the good bits, because those small celebrations, when we recognize our progress, they are reinforcing our worth to ourselves. They are reinforcing how bloomin' special you are. We forget. I come to work and do some amazing things and then, you know, hang up the phone and move on. I ended up talking to a guy last night while I was in the office a little bit late. We do a live Q&A in the property development space, and my phone rang. So I did just call him back, because I don't eat dinner till late. So I thought, I'll just call him now. But we end up having a chat, And he wanted to know about, you know, how we could help him move forward. But the thing is, he goes, I just found your podcast last week, not this one, our property development one. He goes, I've almost listened to them all. And I thought, wow, how cool is that? How cool. And he says, I listen to so many podcasts, but your one is the no BS one. It's genuine. You know your stuff. And that inspired me to think, wow, you know, you're reaching people and explaining, I don't know, life-changing stuff. And how cool is that, that I need to, and I need to celebrate that. I need to celebrate that. Whoever, the gods that be, the powers that are, and my determination gave me a power to help people grow in the space that they want. And for this podcast, it's growing. I want you to grow in the space of you in your life. Grow and be the person that you want to be. Do not have a ho-hum life. So you have to celebrate your personal victories, no matter how big or small. Even for me going home last weekend, as soon as my girlfriend sent me the invite, I just booked flights. I'm like, I'm so going. I am so going. And then I want you to be the change you wish to see. That is number three. So number one, step outside of the comfort zone. Number two, celebrate your victories. And number three, be the change you want to see. And that's the phrase from Gandhi, really, isn't it? But if you're seeking change in your life, start with your actions. You have to start with your actions. Change your thoughts, start new habits, and be a living example of the positivity you wish to see in your world. Your actions not only transform you, but they will inspire a ripple effect of positivity all around you. It's like dropping that stone in the water, and the ripple effect will be huge. So be the change you want to see. Be the person who gets up earlier and goes to the gym. You want to be more healthy? You've got to be that healthier person. You've got to be the change you want to see, which means taking the actions that turns you into that person. You want to speak better? Learn to speak better. You want to be better at a particular thing, which is one of mine that I'm going to spend the next 4 weeks on. Well, be that person. Start taking those steps toward being her today. That is all you need to do. Be that person. Be that person who has a healthy relationship. Be that person who has a job they love. And if you're in a job that you don't love, then change it. You have to make those changes yourself. You have to choose the life that you want, and you have to go forward and make it the life that you want. So by adopting these practices, you're not only changing, you're evolving into the person that you've always wanted to be, or that you've just realized that you want to be, because sometimes we're living our life without understanding who we want to be, and we're not taking those steps. So I encourage all of you to take these steps today, because like I said, your change in life, the reinvention of you, can start today. Now, a couple of minutes to go, and you, at the end of this podcast, you think, right, I make that change from now. This is it. And then you can be a beautiful transformation, like a butterfly. The butterfly is you. Oh, that just came to me. The butterfly is you. So are you happy? Where do you want change? Where do you want to transform? And just take those three simple steps. So I hope you feel inspired to kickstart your journey of self-reinvention today. Remember, it's never, ever too late to be who you want to be the best version of you in more areas of your life. Maybe you're just the best version of you in some. Pick another area and shine it, polish it. Be like shining the lamp, be the genie, polish you, be that sparkling diamond. So the usual, text a friend and tell them how amazing you are. I've opened the door to let me know what it is you'd like to change. Share this podcast. I would really appreciate that, because then more women like you find it. And I truly want more people to listen to this, because I want you to have a better life. I want you to be happy. I want you to wake up bouncing back better every single day. And that's about it, my friends. I got very excited in this podcast, didn't I? But remember, draw the line in the sand. Because this podcast is now over, and reinvent yourself to be the person you want to be. Go and have a fabulous day. You are truly awesome. I am so grateful that you listen, and I will catch you again next week. Bye for now.